to see you soon. Next individual, please, Carla.
Item 239, request of Valerie Illustre to address council regarding banning wood fires in the city limits.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank
Valerie
you for sending.
Valerie Illustre, Citizen S. And I'm addressing the two people who actually responded to my email immediately. Thank you very much. And it's a privilege to address the entire council. I'm going to devote one of my minutes to the students, so I'm going to be very quick. Wood smoke within city limits is, I think, an issue that whose time has come. I sent you the information on the toxicity of wood smoke, and there's simply no question scientifically that wood smoke is one of the most, maybe the most toxic pollutant in our air. It's very difficult to ask people to give up something that's traditional and something that they enjoy for the good of the whole. But burning wood in your fireplace at home or in a wood stove really is very dangerous for your neighbors and for yourself. Within the home where you're burning, you immediately have a toxic environment. In fact, I would think that OHSU and others would agree that if you are heating your home with wood fires, that that's actually probably child abuse if you have children. That's how toxic it is. And, of course, you know, we don't want to go there. But in general, I think that a program of public education would be very persuasive. And here in Portland, you have a tradition of being out ahead of these issues and progressive decisions. For example, with your tenant relocation allowance, when people are priced out of housing, you immediately gave dignity to renters and you gave them a sense of security. If the city would go further than the Multnomah alert system, which really is unenforceable and doesn't work, because by the time that there's a red alert sounded for the, you know, a red alert indicated for pollution, people have already been toxified, and in fact, many people won't know about it or won't obey it. A city ban would be enforceable in the same way that any other observable violation is enforceable by city police. And I think that people would not burn. I think they would be willing to, in a few years, phase out fireplaces and not sell homes that have wood-burning fireplaces. And, you know, I think over time you could get full public cooperation. Thank you.
Thank you. And I certainly appreciated the report that you'd sent all of us as commissioners. I found it very informative, so thank you for that.
Thank you.
And so I just wanted to mention that I did look into this when I was in charge of the Bureau of Development Services, and at that time we decided that Multnomah County was the better entity to do this, partly because smoke doesn't respect city boundaries. So they, Commissioner Sharon Meyer and Commissioner Baker Peterson, are working on the issue and have recently enacted an ordinance. I don't know your opinion. Maybe you can send me later your opinion of their ordinance. But that's the way we've chosen to go.
I just hope you'll take another look at what other cities are doing, because I think there's new thinking on it.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Carla?